Gemorim Masechet Bamitzia Daf Nunchet Noach. Actually, it sounds like a nice daf, a Noach daf. The weather's broken. It's a Noach day. B'shachar Hashem, be a Noach for Am Yisrael. Can I dedicate the shiur quickly to all those who've died in this war, the civilians and soldiers, Tzu'im, Katufim, mentioned Matan Shachar Ben Anat, lost behind the Peretz tank, all those others. I was running through Pekin, so this shiur's been given from Pekin. So you see, it's a big Druze village. Yesterday was a big Chag.
Chag HaNavi
of Yitro. You know, like, and like flags and processions all over the show. But running this morning, you see big signs up of kids who've died and big signs of Druze soldiers who've died and Marchin Rosh and all over the show. Okay.
Yitro, half of him is buried in Karlai
Chitim and the other half
somewhere.
Okay, so now we started. The Mishnah said, is that okay? The Mishnah said, Shomer Chinam Eno Nishba. Okay, so we came on with the Mishnah. The Mishnah which we saw, and was it Nun Vav, I think it was, right? On Nun Vav, I think it was the Mishnah. Yes. It said, Elu Dvarim She'enem Ona'a, Rabbi Shimon Omer Kodshim, and we saw a list of stuff. And then Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afak, Amru Lo Amru, no, so where's the Mishnah of Eno Nishba? Eno Nishba, we missed that Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah?
Right after it mentions the four things.
But where does it mention about Eno Nishba? Oh, yeah, well, thank you, Robert. Okay, on Nun Vav Mubet, the bottom. Avari Mashtar Vakar 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 Right, so Shomer Chinam doesn't make a shvua, like you normally would, because of Hekdesh and all those sort of things, and Shomer Sacher wouldn't pay. So that is, okay, Michael's adding the zoom there, okay. So he says over there, so now, he says, Shomer Chinam Eden is right at the bottom. So Gemara says, we've got a steer in a brighter. So B'nai Yishashal Chodeshik Lehen. Okay, this is a Gemara. We've seen this Gemara, but I think a long time ago. This is from Masechet Shkalim. Right, it's a long time ago when we were doing Moed. So it says over there that B'nai Yishashal Chodeshik Lehen V'nignavu O'sha'avdu. So now what happened is that during Adar, right, like we just passed it now, for Nisan, in terms of Nisan, for the month we're in now, last month, the Shlichim would have gone around all over the country, all over Babel, and all the Jews were collecting Shkalim for the Beit HaMikdash. The idea was they'd be in time for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which was the new financial year of the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, the financial year went from Nisan to Adar. And then they'd keep the money and they'd be for the new Shkalim. And now what happens is that once the guys give the money to the Shaliach, essentially they've done their job. The Shaliach has been to Beit HaMikdash. On the way, the Shlichim get robbed or they die or I don't know what happens or money goes missing. So now, they've sent the money already. Right? It gets stolen. Or Shabdu. Im Mishen Yitrema Truma. Look what I mean. Im Mishen Yitrema Truma. They give them the Truma Rashi. Im Keshebau Ladin. Kfar Nitrema Truma. Shu Tomin Alishka Begimu Kupot. The Gizbarim, the treasure of the Amidash, they take all this money and split up into three big Kupot. And then we ask this in the Bible. It says they're tackling Chadati New Shkalim. And they'd use the New Shkalim to fund the Korbanot Tzibur, etc. of the Amidash. And they take money from there all the time to keep them going. See, the Beit HaMikdash, the Gizbarim have already done this. And now the Shlichim are brought to Beit Din because the communities, I don't know, the Gizbarim send an account to the guys in Chutzla and say, where's your money? They say, where's our money? We got money to the Shaliach. Well, the money never made it yet. So now the community take the Beit Din, the Shaliach to Beit Din. And if it's already after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, after Nisan, when the Gizbarim already split up the money, so the Shlichim make a Shvua. Now remember, the Shlichim are essentially Shomrei Chinam, or maybe Shomrei Sachar. Right? The Shlichim. So Nishpin, look at the Gizbarim the Shlichim make a Shvua. Look at Rashi. Yeshlo Pashu, they were negligent. She'en Balei Adin. They're the Balei Adin. The Gizbarim. If it's Shemish Nitrimu. Now, in Mish Nitrima Truma, who makes a Shvua? The Gizbarim. Why are they the Balei Adin? Rashi says, "Shehena baledin the mikavan she tarmu talish." Because they've already allocated all the money in the Beit Hamikdash, and achreit avaded abalim. The balim already forgiven. Ela ala hekdesh kamin lakama and tormin ala avud. We'll see later on in the Mishnah going to explain to us that the gizbarim make a true when they allocate the money. They have intentions for the money to include money that got lost, In other words, guys who sent money, the money got lost, they yotze. So their money is as if it's part of the korban tzibur. Shechelek bekupot alalu, lemi sheshalach sheklo, who sent the shekel. Va'avad, who got lost, va'en yodeh, achshav she'avad. I don't even know it got lost. I sent my money. I'm happy at home, davening on Pesach, happy like a lark. And it turns out my money never made it. So am I not part of the mitzvah? No, I am part of the mitzvah. So they're the gizbarim, they're the ones that make the shvua. That what the shvua, I don't know what they say. That they were negligent. How could they be negligent? Look, Rashi says, the Rashi over here from Masechik Tubot says, Nishbain Gizbarin, Hashokhin Ashluchin, Nishbain Gizbarin, Ashluchin. So here he says over here, the Shluchim make a shvua to the Gizbarim, not to the Baladin. So it's not the Gizbarim who make the shvua. Sorry, I'm wrong. That doesn't make sense to me, right? The Shluchim make a shvua to the Gizbarim. They know because the Gizbar is now the new Baldin. I'm no longer the Baldin. I've got no claim against you. I'll give you the money, I'm gone. Okay, that makes better sense to me. So I'm going through this too quickly for my own good. Vim love, if the money hasn't yet been nitram, in other words, the Gizbar haven't yet donated the money yet and still waiting in its coffers, it hasn't been allocated. So then Nishbin Ibn Ha'ir, they're going to make a shvur to us. Right? Ubnei Ha'ir Shoklin Acherim Tachtim. Now, if it hasn't been donated yet, I would have given you money. It was already being nitram, so I'm already included the avud, etc. I'm already taking into account. If the shlichim in the gizbarim, we haven't allocated the money yet, so they and we know it was avud before they did the allocation, so they can't make the allocation of what they know is avud. So only what they don't know is avud, right? So if they know that the shlichim make a shvua to us, we got to give you money. Nimtzo shlichim, the money was found, or the ganavim brought it back, right? The ganavim elu velu shkalim, and then the new money that we gave. And the old money that was found are all part of this year's shkali, and there are no credits for next year. V'ein olin nehem l'shana haba. Okay? Anyhow, bottom line is, for our kashya, the Mishnah said, you don't make a shvua. And yeah, we see the shlichi make a shvua, either to the gizbar, the b'amidosh, they make a shvua to us. So, and they were shomrei sachar or shomrei chinam on hegdesh. So how come they're going to make a shvua? Everybody clear on the question? Right? So I'm a shvua, I'm going to say sachar, and shvua says no. We're talking about Nosei Sachar, the Shlichim are getting paid. The Nishbaini told Sacharim, why do they make a shvua? They make a shvua because they want to get paid. The guys are saying, listen, we're not going to pay you. You lost our money or the money got stolen. What sort of job did you do? We paid you to get our money to Beit HaMikdash. The money never made it. We're not paying you. The Shlichim said, what do you want from me? I did my best. Right? He says, Iachi, so the Gemara said, I don't understand. If that's the case, so Iachi Nishbaini Gizbarin, why do they make a shvua to the Gizbarin? The Gizbarin aren't going to pay them. Le Ben Ha'ir mi ba'ad, they should always make a shvua to the Ben Ha'ir if Shmuel's right. That their shvua is to get paid. What did the Gizbar? Bobby, a few moments ago, we said the reason to make a shvua to the Gizbar is because the Gizbar now, they're the ones of the Baal Adinim because they now already allocated the money and therefore they've got to make the shvua to the Gizbar and they're honest. If it's to get money, what the Gizbar are not going to pay them the money.
How do they allocate the money before they got it?
The Gizbarim are the guys on the Baal Midrash. The Shlichim who collected the money are the Shomrei Sachar. We sent money. Let's say you lived in Bavel. You lived in. To the Gizbar. Because we said if it was after the Gizbar already made the Truma, they take into account. They say, listen, this is all the money which we've got. And they say that this money, from our point of view, includes all the money sent by Jews all around the world whose money got lost or got stolen. They don't even know that it happened yet.
No.
And they take it into account, and Hashem accepts it. If we know before they've done it that the money hasn't made it there, then they can't. That's a lie. Because now we already know. So now we've got to pay up again. Right? So it says over here, if...
The Shlichim haven't given them the money yet.
Or? There's no money to give. The Shlichim are saying the money got lost or stolen.
No,
the question is, the Shlichim haven't arrived. Yeah, obviously not all of it. Right. Rabbi says, you're right. Rabbi says, you're right. The good kashya. They still make a shvut to the Bnei Ha'ir, but to Ma'amad HaGizbarim. Why? They wouldn't suspect it. The Gizbarim were there. They're not going to lie in front of the Gizbar. They might lie to me, but to the Gizbar, they won't lie. Right? Vinami also, because they're scared that they're going to be called Poshim and negligent people, so they put the Gizbarim there to try and add a bit of credibility to the whole story and make the Shlichim, help them get paid. They want to say, wait a second, what do you mean that they're about them getting paid? It says the Gosarim got lost. They should be chayiv. So we understand the Shlomei lo meshalmei, because the Mishnah says they shouldn't get paid. They don't pay if they got lost. If they lost it, you know, make sure you don't pay. But I cry you, me, I lift him. Why should they get paid? The words I don't understand. The Gizbarim, the Shlichim are making a shvua in front of the Gizbarim of Bnei Ha'ir to get their money. What they're not entitled to their money. They're entitled to their money. They did their job. They didn't do their job. Back to square one, right? So what do you mean they're getting paid? They shouldn't get paid at all. So Amar Rabbi says, you're right. However, what are we speaking? Our case? Our case is Nigdavu Belistin Mezuyin. Or Avdu Shetavis Finatobiyam. It was Ones. That's what Rashi says. I'm rushing quickly here. That's what Rashi says. It was Ones. They were held up by armed robbers, or their boat sank. There was no way that they could have helped us. And that sort of level. Right? Look at Rashi. This amount, they weren't obligated to risk their lives for your money. They weren't held responsible for being to fight off armed robbers. Or if the boat sank, they weren't meant to die trying to save your money. That they were prepared, allowed to abandon. Therefore, it's accepted they did their job, they can get paid, and there's no chiyuv. Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't understand. How many? Who's the title of this Mishnah? He says, Rabbi Shimoni. What Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon said, Kochim Shechayev Ba'achrayut. Kochim Shechayev Ba'achrayutan. Nishpilale. The Yeshtahen Ona'a. See, Rashi says, yeah, Yeshtah, that is Ona'a, if there's Achrayut. Rashi is Bichdi Garasle. Stam. It shouldn't be here. Uman the Garasla, lo Yadish Amar Rabbi Shimon Behejed Gabeshua. And the one who said that never knew that Rabbi Shimon had Mefurash written with regards to a shvua, to a shvua that I make a shvua. So therefore, that it's not relevant over here, the Ona'a. Right? So he says over here, Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar Rabbi Shimon, need Amar Kochim Shechayev Ba'achrayut. As Rashi over here says, Kochim Shechayev Ba'achrayut. Remember we said before, that God makes it a lie. But just one second, something's troubling me over here. Yeah, it seems that Rashi takes out this gift so that there's no Ona'a, but there is a Shvua. Rabbi Shimon seems to be that according to Rashi, that's what Rashi says. Okay, so Rashi takes out the Yeshlem or Na, but none, they make a Shvua. She says, who's the Tan of this Mishnah? He says over here, Rabbi Yochanan Mashal, I'm a coach in Rabbi Chayutan, Nishman Alehen. He says, that makes sense until they've actually, if they are Achaloni Truma Truma. But Mishani Truma Truma. But once they've already given, once the Gizbarim have done the whole Truma, Kochim Shadu Chai Bachayutan, they're no longer Chai Bachayutan. When are you Chai Bachayutan? Until the Gizbarim have made the actual allocations in the Beit HaMikdash. Because then, if you know for a fact your money never made it to there, at that stage you've got to replace the money. So you Chai Bachayut. And you've been Chai, remember we said, we saw the other day, and we'll see it again today, that when you Chai Bachayut, it's a Gorem Mamon. Remember that? We learned that? Remember Gorem Mamon? We said they call our gorem mammon ke mammon dami. Remember, whatever causes mammon is if it's mammon itself. We said if you chayev for something, so even though it's hegdesh, if you said arei alai a korban, and you allocated an animal, it's arei alai, right? It's a ned, not an adava. See, the animal dies, you've got to replace it. So even though that animal is kochim, it's a gorem mammon. If it dies, you've got to now go and spend more money replacing it. You ready with me? Mm-hmm. So therefore, that's if it's your mammon. Even though it's kochim, it's yours. So that's why you got a chayut. If you got a chayut, there would be a shvua. But if there's no chayut, if it's a rei zeh, you make a neder on that cow, and that cow dies, that cow's dead. Your level of your responsibility, the extent of responsibility was to bring that cow. Once that cow's gone, that's not called gore mamon. Therefore, you wouldn't be a chayut, you wouldn't make a shvua. So he says over here, so Rabbi Yochanan says a good point. He says, who's the Tana? Tana Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's the Nishbei. Why? Because it's a chayut. But when is the achrayut? Only up to the state, to the date that the Kohanim made this allocation and made this declaration that it includes all the monies that were lost. Once they include that, you no longer have to bring more monies. It's only if before they did that that we know your money got lost, you've got to replace the money. So once the Gizbarim have made that allocation, it's no longer called Mamon Bachrayut, correct? It's no longer achrayut. So it says that Tomin Alavut, because the bride says, they make a truma. The Kohanim included in there was lost. And what's already been collected hasn't arrived here yet. And what's still got to be collected if the Shlichim are running late. So, but on the lost is gone, history. So what do you mean we're making a shvua over here? It's the Shlichim to the Bnei Ha'ir. They got to get paid. We already knocked out, they don't get paid. But Rabbi Yochanan says even further, more than that. Why is there even a shvua at all, right? The Mishnah says you don't make a shvua, and Rabbi Shimon agrees. You only make a shvua. The only time Rabbi Shimon would disagree with our Mishnah was if there was a chayut. There's certainly no chayut over here. So Elam Rabbi Elazar says you're right. Midoraita, there's no shvua. It's not for the shlichim. It's for the Bnei Ha'ir. And midoraita, you don't make a shvua. Ela shvua zu taknat chachamim hi. It's a deraita de rabbanan. Shlo yehu bnei adam mezalzelim behekdeshot. See that you're right. The Mishnah says you don't make a shvua because it's kochim. And we shouldn't. Rabbi Lazar says, you know what? Chavim etaken enia shvur midrabanan, so that head your tot shouldn't be mezalzel the hegdesh. and just think that's not important. Okay. Then we said there, no se sacher and mashalim. So a shomer sacher wouldn't pay if it was stolen or not, even though he's normally chayiv and gedev v'aveda. Shami Rav Yosef bar Chama Rabba. Rav Yosef brought a kashim of brighter to Rabba. Rav Yosef bar Chama, not our Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef bar Chama to Rabba. Well, that is Rav Yosef. Is Istam Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef bar Chama. Anybody know there? Because it's Rabba and Rav Yosef. Please look it up there for me, somebody. I mean, I don't. Rav Yosef was Rav Yosef's father, Bar Chama. I don't think so. But just look it up. You're going to find out there. So no, says Sacher and Meshalim. So he says, "V'ramini, you got a stira." Hasocher apoel, person who hires a worker, lishmor tapara. Now this is talking about the gizbarim. Rashi says over here, the gizbarim hire people to do a couple of special jobs in the Beit Hamikdash. What were their jobs? One lishmor tapara. So why is a para aduma? You know, it's happening today while we talk in Israel, right? There's guys, Rabbi Mon's very involved in the couple of parot adumot in Israel. They're spending a lot of money, a lot of time and effort guarding them, that they don't have any yoke, they aren't worked, they aren't, no one's...
Rav Yosef there, we are more familiar with this, Rav Yosef ben Bar
Chia. Thank you. Rav Yosef Bar Chia, okay. Very confusing. All right. So this is Rav Yosef Bar Chia, is the reason Chama, okay. So it says, Lishmor la para, so other guys like that, look at the para duma, or Lishmor la tinok. Remember, we learned Tinok, we learned this before, we've seen this before. Rashi says, they're little kids that were from birth, that never, ever, ever came into contact with Tumah. They were chosen by the Beit Hamikdash, they lived in like special areas, and they were mamash guarded, that they would be the ones to pour the Paraduma ashes, the waters for Paraduma ashes. What, Robert?
Are we thinking somewhere that their kids now, like people raise their kids that way?
Could be. There could be some kids that have, could be, because look, if they're busy guarding Paraduma, it makes sense that they're guarding Paraduma. We actually had a discussion, how could it be, because their mothers were Tameot, and we said that they're born already Tameim. We actually discussed that in the Shir. We had the discussion one more. I remember now, we have to discuss that. Don't I? And, but Yishmor Taz Zraim, and likewise, to keep the Zerukh Rashi, the Zraim Rashi is over here, Sadea Mevakeret, like the first field, the Zroal Omer for the Omer Kodon Pesach. Mamash, all this time of the year now, we're discussing it all now, right? This is Indiana Diyoma. So in all those places, you're paying guys to do all these things. And if they're getting paid on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, even though they're working on Shabbos, they're gone, you don't pay them for Shabbos. You can't pay a guy to work on Shabbos. Therefore, if something happens on Shabbos, they aren't responsible, they never got paid. However, they were weekly paid, or Sachir Chodesh, or monthly paid, or Sachir Shnah, or yearly paid, or Sachir Shavuah, they were paid for a whole Shmita 7 years in advance. Not in Los Chau Shabbos. We don't deduct the 50, however many Shabboses there are in that month, in that year, or in that month, or whatever the case is, or the four Shabboses. They get paid for every 365 days a year in that Shabbos. It's called Havlagar, remember? Rashi mentions it over here. Shechir Shabbat, Shechir Shavuah, notnim lahem loschar Shabbat, shenivla besachar v'shar mami v'adoni for Shabbos. Because it's considered, once you going to pay annual, when you pay your staff for a monthly wage. Because it is calculated on 6 days a week or 5 days a week times 7 or 8 hours a day, whatever. But bottom line is, you pay a guy monthly, you're not paying him daily, it's not a note on the Shabbos. Therefore, v'chachar Shabbos alav, therefore they are chai, if something happens on Shabbos. So the one says, my love, l'shalem, aren't they chayv l'shalem? But they're so much sachar. And if they mess up, they're going to pay. So they happen on Shabbos. And you told me a moment ago, says Rav Yosef Bar Chama to Rabbah. The Mishnah says, you don't pay if you're so much sachar. And here we see, they do have to pay. They're going to cough up. So they say, no, they don't get paid. But l'havsi tzcharo. That means they actually lose their word. In that way, they don't pay, but we don't pay them. We deduct that. We knock it off their pay. So I don't understand. The ratio says, what do you mean? So if they get paid on a daily basis, then when it says, what do you mean? That they also don't get paid, but it can't be. They never got paid in the first place. They actually take what they pay. Right? So you don't pay. So Rabbi didn't know what to say. So Rabbi was stumped. Good question. So Amalas, Rava says to Rav Yosef Bar Chama, says, tell me something, Midah Shemilach, you asked a good question. Have you heard anything? Have you got an answer maybe to help me out with the answer on that? So Amalas, Achi Amar Rav Shai, quotes Rav Shai, said, yes, but Shekano Miyado. Shekano Miyado means that he didn't get paid, but Lifni Mishrat Adin, right? He accepted, he did a Masek Kinyan, some sort of Masek Kinyan, Rashi Saviya, but Shekano Miyado, Sheim Yekalkel Shmato Shlemi, even though he wasn't getting paid for Shabbos, he said, you know what? If I do, in some of the cases, I'll pay for it. Ha'avali Yisrael, if he's going to pay, Shere horid atzmo lechach v'shi abed nechasav. He himself accepted this upon himself. This means that he never had to pay. But the guy, I suppose, he wanted you to believe him, and he wanted to, he's got a huge, massive schut there, of guarding the Paraduma or these kids or the Zraim, you know what? I'm prepared to be responsible even if it gets lost, even though he never had to be a Karadin. That is the answer over there. And he says,
Chazan Rabbi
doesn't get paid for Shabbos. He gets paid for the 6 days of the week, and Shabbos is that he volunteers. Right? Or the Chazan gets paid for the training that he does. That's how we pass in Lachor. The Chazan gets, he's got to practice his 6 days a week, so to practice his voice so he can sing nicely on Shabbos. The question, if he doesn't work nicely on Shabbos, then what do? You stone him with your etrogim, I don't know. All right. V'chana Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shekhanu Miyadron, V'chas agrees to Shekhanu Miyadron. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kodshim Shechayv. Now, this is the Rabbi Shimon, which we quoted early on. Shimon Omer, Kodshim Shechayv Bachrayutan, Yesh Lehem Ona'a, V'she'en Echayv Bachrayutan, Ein Lehem Ona'a. Okay, so I'm not sure why Rashi took that out, because he says straight out. He says, Kodshim Shechayv. So Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. So some Tana taught this bright Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba, and he explained like this. He said, Kodshim Shechayv Bachayutan, Chayev. Why are you Chayev? Shani Koreh Bahen, because the Pasuk says, Bashem V'chichesh. If you look at the Pasuk's got a bit of a mixture in it. It says, Nefesh Ki Techeta, if you sinned. Umalama Bashem, right? V'chichesh Bamito, he denied to his friend. He's talking about a guy who Nishbar L'Sheker, right? So V'chichesh Bamito, the pikadon, it's custodian, he hasn't got it with him, or betzumet yad, or in some sort of money that you asked him to keep, whatever, or begezel, or he stole, or ashak et amito. But it says, v'chichesh ba'amito v'pikadon, nefesh ki techeta, ma'la ma'al ba'hashem v'chichesh. It says, ma'al ba'hashem v'chichesh. The first thing is a hakhasha and a mitzvah to Hashem, and it says ba'amito. So the Hashem there and his friend. So it could be read either, it could be ma'al ba'hashem v'chichesh, or Ma'al Ba'ashem, full comma, V'chichesh Ba'amito, in denial to his friend. So well, you can read it both ways. So he says, if it's got a chrayut, chay ba'chrayut, so you chay. Why? Because I call it V'chichesh Ba'ashem V'chichesh. If it hasn't got a chrayut, then you patur. Why? Because I say, Shani Kore Ba'amito V'chichesh. So this seems to be the other, it says to the Gemara, so he says to him, Samarle. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba says to the Tana, L'klap Elayah, where are you going? Which direction are you going? Now there's a nice Rashi over here. It's a Rashbam, actually, Baba Batra. If you've got an article, the very, very last Likutei Rashi on the Amud, at the end there, he says, what does it mean, what is klape laya? So he says, there, chatzbi lenahara kegini laya. He says, akderot shlemot. So that's what he says, there, chatzbi, Rashi quotes, chatzbi lenahara, the big barrels go to the river. Lishov behen mayim, to draw water from them. Aval ashvurin, the shvurin, lahechan hochin. And the word is, right, so he says they're chatzpah and hara, the big ones go to the natural water, kigane, but the broken ones lie. Where do the broken ones go? So that's what he means. He says, klape laya, where are you going with this? Where are you going? Well, what are you talking about? We don't understand what you're talking about. He says, it should be the other round, ipcha, mishtar, it makes more the other way around. So he rushes to look, ipcha, mishtar, but kolad varim, you're in hefech, the other way around. Dishaenu chay bachrayut, the Hashem, when you aren't chay bachrayut, so then they belong to Hashem. Tfei mishachay bachrayutan, vim bata la chayavo b'shel gavoa, v'lifoto b'shel hedyot. If you chay ba'achrayut, you patur. Shani kore b'hen ba'amito v'chichesh. And I don't actually understand that Rashi. But yeah. So Amar, so he says to him, Ismay, should I take it out? Like delete this brighter from my repertoire. He says, Amar, no, don't. Just say the other way. Kotchim shechay ba'achrayut. If you chay ba'achrayut, then you chay. Why? Because like we said, because gore mamon. Does Rashi mention the word gore mamon? I think Rashi uses the word gore mamon. Why? Itravu mi bahashem v'chichesh. V'shenu chay b'achrayutan patru demet mi amito v'chichesh. Okay, so that's okay. Rabbi Yehuda omer, afa mocher sefer Torah ba'agarit b'hema en lemona. So Rabbi Yehuda added another three extra things to our list of things that you aren't chayvin on. What are they? Sefer Torah, jewelry, and ubahema. And the behema over here. Right, so what's the behema got to do with it? We'll see in a moment. So he says, and lemona. So Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, brings a bright Rabbi Yehuda. Why not? There's no limit to what it's worth. But what it cost, I don't know, truth be told is, you know, after Corona, Sifrei Torah went wild, the price of Sifrei Torah. Because unfortunately, some people were dying during Corona. the people started ordering Sifrei Torah, Le'ilui Nishmatam. And there was like this massive run. Sofrim never had it so good in their lives. And a Sefer Torah which cost, and I'm telling you from, I was involved in one, yeah, you know, I didn't pay for it, that in our shul with Sefer Torah, which, I don't know, a year or two before, you pay 120,000 shekels for a very, very, very good Sefer. A good Sefer suddenly went to 220,000 shekels, like literally in a couple of months. Couldn't find a Sefer.
Why?
Prasaka, because there's such a big demand all around the world. All around the world, Sefer Torah. People were dying in Corona. People wanted to write Sefer Torah for them. Prices have come down a bit now. But he says, yeah, on Elifish and Kates Ledamea. And the Bahamu marked any more now. Why not? If they Shadarmu said a Zavgan. So he said, Rashi says over here, Le Zavgan, a Margalit. Now, when he says over here, Le Zavgan, a Margalit, right? So he says, I don't know if they want to animals to mate them together. So if you've got a pedigree, where's Lance? Yeah, you're no limit to the value of your dogs, you see? The Torah, the Gemara is discussing with you, right? If I understand it correctly. Rashi says, Le Zavgan. You've got a good plow horse. See, he doesn't say to mate them, he says to work them together, they're all strong and weak. Okay, I prefer the lads of gun. That sounds to me, I learned the pshat yesterday. Okay, Rashi says over here that you want to have them working equally. Because if you put a strong ox in a weak ox, strong ox, so you weaken the strong ox. You see, no one's worrying about killing the weak horse. Who cares about the weak ox? But if you've got a strong ox with a weak ox, you get used to working at the rate of the weak ox, and he v'chein maglit na'e, right? Im chaverta lemalot im chaverta bezahav min hayechidit. So if you've got like a nice bracelet where you put a nice pearl in it or a pearl, a ruby, whatever, you want to have nice stones to go together. Okay, amru lo v'alo ha'kol adam rotzeh lezavgam. He says, isn't that limit, that everything? Why just dafka an ox and a... an animal or like an oxen and a pearl and a sefer Torah. Everything, people want nice things. He says, Rabbi Yehuda, ani chashiv lei. He says, no, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda, these were important, v'ani lo chashiv lei. These were the ones that he felt were important. V'chaviv lo ziv gun Rashi says that he preferred these. Verse of Ad Kama Amar, right? He says, what's the price? Until you're saying there's no or na, but there must be some sort of limit. Ad kedei demehem. See that, the whole price, kiflang, is 100%. You could charge 100% more before it becomes or not. Tanya Bihuda Mibatayr Omer, Afa Mochesus Vesayf Vechitutam, Bemil Hamas, even if you're selling horses or swords or Chatitum Bemil Hamas, Rashi's over here, these are like shields, right? Enemon Avib Nechi Yeshpe in Chai Nefesh. So in times of war, right? Arms become very valuable because they save people's lives, and you know that's why they're always accusing the warlords, the arms traders are the ones that are procuring the wars in the Central America and all that, because buzz, they need war to make money, right? So we're telling you, when there's war, people will pay more for these. Okay, Kishem Shani Mishnah. Kishem Shon Abba Mekach Memkar Kach on Abba Dvarim. Now here we've got a very, very important aloha. Mishnah says just like there's on a, you can mislead somebody when it comes to sales and to money. There's on Ad Dvarim. Okay, you can. That's right. Geneva died. You can mislead a person with words, and that's ona as well. Lo yomar lo b'hem chafetz b'kam chafetz zeh. Don't say to a shopkeeper or to a guy, how much is that worth? Words, look, you got no intention of buying in the first place. Because im haya baal tshuva, lo yomar lo, and that's one halacha. Another one. If a guy was a baal tshuva, don't say to him, zechor ma'asecha. Remember when you were a naughty kid, or when you were eating shkotzim and shratzim, or when you were, whatever the case was, right? Imu ben gay, the guy was a child of game. Lo yomar lo zechor ma'asecha. Remember your parents were avodah zara, etc. Shneimar v'ger lo toneh v'lo tilchatzenu. Okay, mefurash in the Torah. So ger was tarav lan lo tonu ishtamito. So a person shouldn't deceive his friends. The Gemara says, "But not dry, maybe talk about dry, or dry, or maybe not. I thought we're not dry, maybe it's only mammon." Says no, because you're married. Vechitim krumim kalamitecha. We've got another pasuk that says, "When you sell to your friend, or kanomi alamitecha, hare or not mammon." I want another pasuk to say mammon. So this must be samani mekay. What's the pasuk? Not to nishim eto, but not dry. So about not dry. So how can that work? The Gemara is repeat what we just said in our Mishnah a moment ago. Ima ya baal tshuva, first baal tshuva, al yomar lo zechor ma'aseh avodah rishonim. Ima ya ben ger, al yomar lo zechor ma'aseh avodecha, your parents. Ima ya ger, u'baal yomo Torah. Listen, this is a ger, he wants to come in Torah. Al yomar lo, that's him. How can you learn Torah? Man, pesha, achal, nevelet, v'treifot, shkotzim, v'remasim. You ate all those crawlies. Baal yomo Torah, you're going to come and use that same mouth to learn Torah. Shnei marmi, piya gvura. How can it be? And ima yu yisurim bayin alav. If a guy suffered yisurin, don't say to him, "You sick, or his child died." And the Zechorna, Mihu, Nakiyava, etc. Don't say, Imayu Chamarim, Mevakshin Tvamen, or if the donkey owners and riders wanted a produce from him. Lo Yomar Lahem, Lechuetz, go to that guy, Shuvachet Tvuva, your dad, you know yourself, Shlo Bachar Bolam. They try to just fob him off, say, no, he'll sell it. But you know the guy doesn't sell, right? Rabbi Yudomer, Aflo Yitlea Navela Mekach. Don't even go and like look at things, right? Vishasha, and we haven't got money. Shadavar Masul Lev. Look at this, what it means, Masul Lev. Look at Rashi over here. Sharia Davar Masul Lev, Ulafichach Neemar, Viareta Melohecha. Be fearful of your God. What does it mean, hi? Sharia Litan Tam, Lama Neemar, Yira Nakatle. Why does it use Nira? Lachi Yira, for fear. Lachi Kama Sharia Kola Dvar Malal, all these things. Ain Tovatan Veratan Mishra Laki. People don't know what your intentions are. They don't know, it's all in your heart. And the libo shelo said, only he knows. Who your day im la akel im la aklalut? V'achol hulo mar lo asiti ki im la tova. Because you can always justify and say, good intention. I hit tova. She esh lecha tova limkor or hiti chafet. Well, maybe I would have or whatever. In other words, you, when you know what their intentions are, you, the only one knows. He can never know. So therefore, control yourself. Right? V'chol davar amasul alev nemarbo v'yirta melokecha. That's why it says v'yareita melokecha. Because you be fearful of Hashem. Look at Rashi. V'chol amasul alev that shel adam nemarbo hayu yara min hayodeya machshavot im letovaim leona. Because no one can ever know if you're lying or you're not. You can never get caught out in these things. The only person who knows, God knows. So things that are in your heart v'yareita melokecha. Remember, God knows what's going on. Right? Amar Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. By the way, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, we were marking on around this morning. We saw the kever. Kever Rashbi, not Merol where he's buried, but the cave that him and his son hid in, is apparently here in Pkein. It's on the mountain. There's a big sign up, Kever Rashbi, and the whole sign there. Right? He says, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Gadol Ona'at Dvarim Min'at Mamun. See that? He says it's more important, it's more Chamur, Ona'at Dvarim Min'at Mamun. Shezeh Nimar Viyat Melekecha, because when it comes to Ona'at Dvarim, it says Viyat Bikev Rashem, Vezeh Lo Nimar Viyat Melekecha. This is Sevayat Megecha, be scared of, be fearful of Hashem. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Zeh Beguf, Zeh Mamono. This is your body, this is your money. Rabbi Shua Ben Nachmani Omer, Zeh Nitan Li Shavon. If you stole money from a guy, you give it back to him. But you misled somebody, you can never pay him back. It's like Lashon Hara. Once it's done, it's done. Right? Tani Tani Kavir Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, got to the bride from him, Kola, Mal Bim Penecha Rabbi Rabbim. Anybody who in embarrasses his friend in public, this is a famous halacha, Kilu Shofech Damim, as if he killed him. So Amalei Shabik Amar. So he says, this was the Tana said in front of Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak. He said, fantastic. The Chazinle, and he said, how do I know? The Chazinle, the Azil Sumka. He said, how do you know that? Because you see that the Azil Sumka, all the blood goes, and he goes, and it becomes white. Now look at this Tosfot over here. Because a little bit there, we always see a guy, on the contrary, when you insult somebody, what happens? He actually goes red. He blushes. Doesn't go white. And the Gemara says that he, if all the red goes and becomes white, that's you killed him because all the blood ran out of his body. But it's not true. On the contrary, all the blood. Because anyways, look at Tosfot. The beautiful Tosfot here. Look at the Tosfot. The second last little Tosfot before the big Tosfot says Chutz mi Gimel Shiurim ve'Enolin. Says the Azil Sumka v'Ati Chivra u'ma she'ma'adim batchila. And then that you see him blushing the blood in the beginning lefi she'adamim mitasfin livroach. All the blood accumulates before it rushes away. So he says, when a guy gets embarrassed, like a rush of blood to his face, and then it gushes out of it, he goes blind. Okay, Tosfot obviously realized that we got a problem with that Gemara. Okay. Vati chiva, amale abale rav dimi, b'marava b'mai zihiri. He says, yeah, b'marava b'mai zihiri, in Eretz Yisrael. Right? He says, amale b'chivri api. B'chavre api. I don't know what he's saying. The amra b'chanina, I call Yordin the Genom, chutz, you know, let's stop over here. It's a good place to stop when I get up. Okay.